Cash cattle prices begin the week essentially from 240 to 242. I'm Keith Wenberg with your farm news update. Dwayne Bussey is with Bolt Marketing Britain, South Dakota. He said there are definitely a few factors playing a role when it comes to our cash cattle markets.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, steady cash doesn't sound like you have to be up sharply higher on Monday, but when the cash market is 240 and you're that much at a premium to the futures market, a $1.60 move higher in August in the front month contract is justified. We also got some very hot, very humid weather coming in for the southern plains for the feedlot country area. So I think it's justified to build a little bit of a weather premium in the cattle market as well. Get weather like that, I mean, you could see an increase in death loss, you know, but for sure, what you're going to see is less weight gain. So maybe weights come off just a little bit. Cattle just don't even want to get up and eat when it's that hot out. So we'll have to watch the weather moving forward and see how long this hot streak lasts.
And then on the other side of things, when you look over the hog market, we've been seeing pork cutouts rising. We've seen cash rising. And we've seen the futures kind of two-sided trade.
I think it's just that simple. I think you got cash and cutouts starting to climb higher here with extreme high box beef prices, of course. So pork is quite competitive, quite cheap, looks like a good value buy. And maybe the market went too low too fast here on the big pullback. We had China starting to snoop around buying a little bit of pork from us. That always seems to put in a bottom and rallies up a little bit too. So I think it's just, you know, a bit of a bullish market here. You know, resistance for August is going to be at that 108, just above the market now. It'll be really interesting to see if the market can push through that or not. Kind of an inverted head and shoulders there on the charts. So I'll be watching that moving forward this week.
We, just like everybody else, will continue to watch to see what goes on with our livestock markets. With your farm news update, I'm Keith Wenberg.